This story goes out to my almost 91-year-old Norwegian mother-in-law and her four children, one of whom I'm married to and who happened to be DJ of DJ's music studio. This is about the Norwegian Volunteer Fire Brigade. One dark night outside a small town in Minnesota, a fire started inside the local chemical plant, and in a blink of an eye, it exploded into massive flames. The alarm went out to all the fire departments for miles around. When the volunteer firefighters appeared on the scene, the chemical company president rushed to the fire chief and said, "All our secret formulas are in the vault in the center of the plant. They must be saved. I will give $50,000 to the fire department that brings them out intact." But the roaring flames held the firefighters off. Soon more fire departments had to be called in as the situation became desperate. As the firemen arrived, the president shouted out that the offer was now $100,000 to the fire department who could bring out the company's secret files. From the distance, a lone siren was heard as another fire truck came into sight. It was the nearby Norwegian Rural Township Volunteer Fire Brigade, composed mainly of Norwegians over the age of 65. To everyone's amazement, that little run-down fire engine roared right past the newer, sleek fire engines that were parked outside the plant. Without even slowing down, it drove straight into the middle of the inferno. Outside, the other firemen watched as the Norwegian old-timers jumped off right in the middle of the fire, fought it back on all sides. It was a performance and effort never seen before. Within a short time, the Norwegians had extinguished the fire and saved the secret formulas. The grateful chemical company president announced that for such a superhuman feat, he was upping the reward to $200,000 and walked over to personally thank each of the brave firefighters. The local newspaper reporter rushed in to capture all the details of the amazing act of bravery. The next day, the paper ran the story on the front page along with a picture of the smiling 70-year-old fire chief Lars Johansson, who was quoted as saying, "Yeah, $200,000 is a lot of money. The first thing we're going to do is fix the brakes on the fire truck."
Yeah.